story takes place February of this year in Las Vegas. I go to Las Vegas about twice a year for my work. I own a store in Hamden called Trove, and so I will go to trade shows several times a year throughout the country to buy things for my store. So I, when I go to these shows, I am like laser focused. I take them very seriously. So I am in Las Vegas truly not to play. I am there to work truly. So I leave the show one day and I'm heading back to my hotel. I have a free ticket to a buffet at this like fancy place in Vegas. And I am going to fuck that buffet up. I am. That's my night. I got a book. I'm going to fuck up this buffet. And that's going to be my whole night. I am so excited about my night ahead. And then I'm going to get up early and do the show. I never eat lunch when I'm at these shows. So I'm like starving. So I'm going to get it. So I make it back to, I leave the trade show for the day. I'm at my hotel at the buffet. I'm sitting at my table. I have a book. I am going to be there for a while. And there is a woman sitting next to me who's also sitting by herself. And I hear her talking, and I don't know if she's like making a video, if she's like talking to herself. I'm not quite sure, but I get a sense that she might be trying to engage me. I'm not quite sure, but she does get my attention, and she's like, "Hey, did you try like the ribs up on the buffet?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I did." And so we start talking, and then as she's talking and I see her, I'm like, "Huh. Man, she looks just like Catherine Keener to me." And I don't know if you know who Catherine Keener is, but Catherine Keener is this actress. She's probably in her 50s. She might be 60s. She's, in my opinion, she's stunning. She's gorgeous. She has long, dark hair. She was in Capote and Being John Malkovich, 40-Year-Old Virgin. And those are some things that she's known for. But so I... One distinguishing characteristic about her also, I think, is her voice. Like, Catherine Keener has this, like, gravelly, like, I think sexy, gritty voice. And so when this woman's like, "Hey, did you try the sirloin tips up there?" I'm like, man, she not only looks like Catherine Keener, she has this, like, voice of Catherine Keener. Like, this is bananas. I'm, like, a fan of her. I like her a lot. So she actually asks me to join her table. And I'm like, well, I seriously, I'm like laser focused. I want to go to bed early, but okay, this is curious. Could this be Catherine Keener? I don't know, but I am excited to find out more about the situation. So she invites me over. We're sitting there. She starts telling me about herself. She's from LA, and she has been partying all day, and she's been drinking all day. She is there to party like most humans are in Vegas. Not me at this trip, but she's there to party. And she's getting away from some family drama that she has been a part of. She begins to share that her brother has tried to commit suicide, and she's there just blowing off some steam, getting away from family, meeting up with friends later. And I share with her, too, that I had a brother who died when he was younger in a car accident. And so we're talking about sirloin tips, but we're also talking about, like, life stuff. So it's a really curious conversation, and I'm just the whole time interested in what we're talking about. But I'm also like, is this Catherine Keener? I don't know. I don't know, but this is crazy. And do what is happening? I don't know. But so I do decide, okay, like, I'm laser focused. I've got to do work and stay focused. And so I'm going to wrap this up fairly soon. And I noticed to her back, she can't see this table, but there's a table to her back. It's a table of three. And there are, the man that's sitting at the table has like his head on the back of his hand like this. And he is sobbing. I mean, heaving. It is, And it's not really the type of cry that you lost at craps kind of cry. It's not that. It is like, my sense of it is like a life event sob that's happening here. And so I think, well, as I am going to leave Catherine Keener, I am going to, if it seems appropriate, when I leave, I will just say something to him like, hey, I'm sorry that whatever you're going through. So Catherine Keener and I are talking, and we actually do, I forget to mention this, we actually do introduce ourselves. And I say, it's been so nice chatting with you. My name is Carmen. And she was like, my name is Catherine. And I was like, oh. I said, I am sure that everyone tells you all the time that you look just like, and she interrupts me. She's like, oh, yeah, I get that all the time. And she doesn't say, I get this all the time, and it's not me. And she doesn't say, I get this all the time, it's me. So I am still just like, this is so interesting. I don't know, but thank you for this interesting experience, and this has been quite lovely, and thank you. So about this time, the man that's sobbing at the end or at this other table gets up and walks probably to the buffet, and I go over to him, and I just, because he's away from the table, and I go over to him, and I say, hey, I'm not trying to be nosy or be involved in something I don't need to be in. We saw you crying, and I'm sorry, whatever this is, and we're just sending some love from our table to yours. And so he says, oh, thank you so much. Like, he begins to tell me this really terrible story about his son, who is 17 and had recently killed himself, and begins to just unfold. I mean, the people you meet, right? And in Vegas, it's just like this banana story. It's deeply sad. It's so terrible. So we're connecting on that, really. But I noticed that Catherine, I thought, was moving on with her friends. She had said she was meeting some friends later that night. I mean, probably, you know, like Bradley Cooper or something. And then I am ending my night because I have done the buffet and I am going to bed. But I noticed that she has shifted over to the table where he was once sitting with his, like, table mates. And so, I'm like, well, this is going to continue. Okay, cool. Like, we'll see where this goes. So we all get back over to this table. And I notice that the women that are sitting there, they are calling her by a different name. They are calling her Rachel. And they're saying things like, Rachel said that you all just met just now and that you're having, like, good conversations. We're so glad that you and Rachel came over to the table. And I was like, did I think that she looked like Catherine, sounded like Catherine Keener, and when she introduced herself as Catherine, did I actually make this up? Like, I really didn't think I did, but I'm like, all right, did I make this up? Or is she actually Catherine Keener and she doesn't want to tell everyone who she is? I don't know. But we're talking about, like, death things, so I just don't feel like that clarifying who she is the most important thing at the moment. I didn't want to be like, all right, hold up on the, and then what's your name? I don't know. So I really skip that detail and just kind of think that's not as important. This is all just fun and interesting. So Catherine, Rachel, we leave the situation. I am, like, going to bed. That's my plan. And she is going to meet up with some friends. So on our way out, when we were sitting at the table, just she and I had told her that I had some CBD mints that sometimes I would take before I go to bed to help me sleep. She had asked if she could have one, and I was like, yes. So we get in the elevators, and I say, hey, I know you're going out with friends, so whatever room you are, just tell me, you know, as you're getting ready where your room is, and I'll just come and slip it under your door. So we get in the elevators, and she's on her, I forget to mention that she's, well, she says she's been drinking the whole time. She's also been ordering drinks the whole time. This is not a judgment. This is just content. And she's on her phone a lot. She's just got things going on. So we get in the elevator, and when we get in the elevator, she's like, oh, this isn't my set of elevators. My elevators are servicing another. You know how, like, sometimes some elevators will service, like, floor 0 to 30, and then the others will service, like, 30 to 60. So we got on those, and she's like, I'm in the wrong set. I'll just come to your room and get that mint. And there was just something about it that felt not, I wasn't like completely comfortable with it. I just was like, I'm like going to bed. You're going out with friends. You're ready to party. I'm not going to do that. And so I say, well, your name is Catherine, right? And she said, yeah. And I was like, well, what's your last name? She said, what's your last name? And I was like, Brock. And she said, oh, I never tell anyone my last name. And so I was like, well, okay. All right, I'll just continue to go with this mystery and just see where this goes. So we go to my room. And you know how, like, in a hotel, when you shut the door, there's, like, that bar thing where it doesn't, you can, like, lock yourself in, or you can also put it in place so the door doesn't close the whole way, which is what I did. I put the bar there so that the door wouldn't close the whole way. I just felt uncomfortable. I felt comfortable with that. And so as the door slams on the bar and she's on her phone, when she hears the door slam on the bar, she goes, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, I'm getting you this mint. I'm going to bed. And I, you know, she's on her phone, so I'm referencing her phone. And I'm like, and you're going out with your buddies. She says, I am on the phone with my mother. I told you that my brother died, and I am texting with my mother to help her out. You're telling me to get off the phone with her. And I was like, actually, I'm not telling you to get off the phone. And actually, did your brother die? I don't know. Like, I thought he tried to, and I don't know, like, what's happening. So she is really agitated at this point. I don't know exactly what's going on, but she's furious and she's agitated. She goes into my bathroom, and she takes off her cap. I mean, that's another thing. She's, like, hiding under a cap, like, most of the time. And she takes off her cap and she grabs a hairbrush on my countertop and starts brushing her hair. And then she swooshes everything off, all of my toiletries and cosmetics, off the countertop. And they scatter everywhere on the floor. And then she stomps out and goes farther into my room where my computer is. And she swooshes everything off the computer and it falls to the ground. And so I walk to the door, and I open the door, and I say, Catherine or Rachel, I don't enjoy this. I am having, this doesn't feel good, and I don't understand what's happening. And I am going to step out into the hallway and start screaming for security. Because, I mean, at this point, I'm like, there's nothing in my room that I care about really that much. And this is strange. So she stomps towards me. I have the door open. She stomps towards me, and she puts her, I have this mole on the top of, I've had it a really, my whole life, I have this mole on the top of my lip that she put her finger on. And so she pushes my mole and pushes me into the door in the wall. And she goes, everybody that sees that knows that it's actually herpes. And you are evil. You are fake as fuck. You aren't what you say you are. You have lured me up into your bedroom and treating me like shit. And then on her parting words as she walks out the door is, and I hope everyone in your family dies. And I was like, holy shit. If this is Catherine here, this is terrible PR for her. And I don't think I hope it wasn't, because I actually really like her. I mean, I liked her. So, but I'm like, this is terrible PR for her. Like, I don't understand. Like, what is going on? But I do realize, I mean, when she leaves, it's like twisty and weird, and I feel odd and deeply confused. But what I realize is that I am having a situation, an experience that is completely different from the experience in which she is having. There were so many truths and lies that I have yet to sift through. But in 2 days, I am going back to this show. Haven't been back since, and I am definitely hoping for a different type of adventure this time.